Welcome back. 37 past. Boy, you talk about a blast from the past. Let me ask you this. Does the name John Neames ring a bell? Does the name Neames mean anything to you? Do you know Neames? Old school, longtime dwellers know Neames. He's iconic. Now, if you're new to the program, you have no idea. So let me give you a little history and a little background. In 1997, I get this record or a CD in the mail, and it's from a singer-songwriter in Vegas. He's written a song about Michael Jordan's father, called Michael's Dad. And this was a very different time. I was in a different place. The show was in a different place. And, you know, maybe if I were to hear something like that today, it may hit me a little bit differently. Or maybe it wouldn't. I really don't know. I can only go by how I felt and what I thought when I heard that song at that time. So this is the song. This is the song that came to us in 1997. And the guy, the singer-songwriter, John Neames, said, listen, I wrote a song that's really important to me. And I'm sure to Michael Jordan. And I think you're going to like this. Number 23. All right, so this is 1997. Ever had. That's John Neames. And always behind him. Now, for the world to see, when I first heard this, my reaction was, Mr. Jordan, well, smiling Michael's, that kind of sucks. Dad. That's pretty cheesy. How proud he must have been. Especially that part. To be Michael's dad. A little sappy. Each time he'd a little cheesy. Hear the crowd, a little weepy. Kind of rubbed me the wrong way. How great. Now, at the time, I struggled with it because I understood that this was a guy who was trying to make a living, who had a passion and a job, and this was his work. And who was I to get on the radio and tear it up? I was conflicted. But at the end of the day, my thought was, he sent it to me. He didn't have to send it to me. That's the risk you're going to run if you send somebody like me a song like that back in 1997. When you lose your best friend. You know, we're all entitled. Hey, look, what do I know? I'm just a knucklehead who talks sports. Maybe I don't know anything at all. Or maybe I'm right and it sucks. I don't really know. But at that time, that was my take. I don't like it. I don't like that song. That's not a good song. Neames, as you might imagine, was not very happy to hear that and fought back. And Neames informed me that the song had been published and recorded like in 9,000 countries and that everybody who ever heard it was moved by it and loved it except me. What's my problem? Like, I was the only one who didn't cry when they heard it. And then the clones took my side. But Neames, in his defense and to his credit, fought back and wrote a song cracking on me. But not before, though. Not before I Afraidy. All right, that's the actual song. I Afraidy, the best caller never to win the smack off, then shows up and pays homage to Neames in a brilliant, brilliant play that won him his award. That's not Neames.
We've all been watching.
That's I Afraidy.
A guy on
with an
Romy
ode
team
to Brian Albers, our previous engineer. Listen.
Perform like no albino ever has. And always behind him for the world to see. A beaming Mr. Albers, smiling Whitey's dad.
This is good now.
How proud he must have been to be Whitey's dad. Each time he'd put a card.
Neames, don't take this the wrong way, but the cover might be better than the original.
How great it must have felt.
He's playing the keyboard himself. I'm afraid.
Dad, watching his son hit the buzzer year after year. Good night now, Los Angeles.
It was brilliant. It won him the smack off. It was one of the single most brilliant moments in the history of the smack off, and that won it for I Afraidy. Hey, look, music is so subjective. You know, who knows? It's totally subjective. There are no right or wrong answers. So as time goes on, Neames and I are not in a good place, but as time goes on, the wound begins to heal. Now, I would imagine as Neems tours this great country of ours, he probably runs into clones and they know him and they talk to him. And we actually kind of patch things up. We came to kind of respect one another and understand each other. And time heals all wounds. It was just one of those great battles back in the day. So we have since come to a much greater understanding of one another. So then somebody perks up and sees a little Facebook rumbling earlier in the week that Neems has come out with a new song. And remember, he wrote the song Coming After Me after I cracked on him. Apparently, there's an updated version of that song. He has written a new song. He's back. So what we're going to do right now, he's on the phones. We have the world premiere. A live acoustic performance. Neems Unplugged, the world premiere. Remember the last time I tried to break out with the world premiere, Paul Westerberg stiffed me. Not here. John Neems, on the call-in line, unplugged, joins us for the first time in several years. Neems, you're back in the jungle. John, what's up? How are you?
You're cracking me up, Jim. You're cracking me up.
We got some history now, man.
I'm sorry.
All right, so what's up? Talk to me about, is this a record? Is it a song?
No,
where you at?
I wrote your song 10 years ago, and I was on the air 10 years ago. And that's why I thought I'd come back. It's like an anniversary, if you will. And I came on about Father's Day in 2000. You said you'd do me a favor and play Michael's dad with no interruptions, and then you blasted me. So that night, that's when I wrote your song. And I want to tell all the clones I'm not mad anymore. I've had clones say, hey, why were you so upset?
Like I said, time heals all wounds. All right, so where are we at? Is it a new song now?
Well, what I did is I wanted to sing you a song from home that called my song on your CD, Michael's Dad, it's a nice song, a very nice. So I wanted to make the Jim Rome song a nice song, okay? And by the way, yeah, I haven't been in a long time, and you've been cracking me up more than ever. So your game is on, my friend.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. So now, John, do you go a cappella? Do you got a guitar? How are you going to do this?
I got my 1972 Strother Martin guitar. You know who Strother Martin was?
No, explain.
He's the guy that said what we have here is a failure to communicate.
Got it, sure.
Cool hand Luke.
There it is. Got it. All right, now listen, this time there will be no interruption. Let me lay out, do your thing.
Okay, this is the new Jim Rome song for all you clones. Jim Rome, it's Neems from home. 10 years later, I'm tweaking your song for the clones. Jim Rome, I've lowered my tone so the FCC won't bleep me off the phone. You may remember how I may have gotten too mad. By the way, you blasted me and my song for Michael's dad. But time has healed my wounds, and now I'm not even sad. So roam, it's Neems from home to all the clones. Peace out.
Snappy. John Neems. John Neems. Ladies and gentlemen, Neems. From home. Jim Rome from home. Hey, John. The entire XR4TI has got their Bic lighters illuminated. Jay Stu's smoking a fatty right now. Hey, John, happy birthday. Happy anniversary. Nice to have you back in. Thanks for the world premiere. It's good. I'm telling you, you can take almost anybody. And look. And I know what you're going to say. A lot of you, I know you're going to say, hey, Rome, man, never mind Kobe being past his prime. You are. How do you not run that guy? How do you not kill that guy? How do you not kill that song? Hey, Rome, it's worse than his first song. I'm going to tell you why. Neems and I have history. We go way back. We battled. We've come full circle. He's coming from a good place, man. That was a respectful song. You don't have, look, I said music is subjective. You don't have to like it. And you can come at me hard with, what are you talking about, man? It sucked. I know he's not getting respectful emails. Hey, Neems, you and me against the world. I got your back, bro. I'm not going to cover you, but I've got your back. Dear Rome, great. It took me 10 years to get that last piece of crap out of my head, and now you let him on. Yeah, I did. And for the record, I knew what I was going to get. I hadn't heard the song, but I know Neems. I know what he's about. I know what he writes about. I know what he sings about. I know how he sounds. I knew what I was going to get. I didn't expect Neil Young, all right? It's fine. It's good. He and I are good. I'm in a good place. I can't cover you, Neems, but I got your back, if that makes sense. We've come full circle. You give it another 10 years, Alonzo Mourning and I will probably be boys. Well, maybe 50 years. Hey, look, Neems didn't disrespect me. In all honesty, I did throw the first punch. He just showed up with a CD in his hand. It's all good. Feels kind of cathartic. Dear Rome, good job, Neems. Great. See you in 10 years, buddy. Dear Rome, where the bleep is LaDainian Tomlinson when you need him? Listen, you can say that I'm going soft. You can say that I've lost my edge. To me, that would have been pretty cold, pretty soulless. After 10 years, this guy lays out, he's coming from a good place. He's written a song for me. He's going to perform this song live for me and the clones. And you think I'm going to hit that guy with an LT buzzer? I know you wanted it. It's too much to ask. The guy, because to me, it's all about intent. The guy was coming from a good place. Of course, he was coming from a good place when he wrote Michael's Dad, and that didn't stop me, so who knows? Hey, Rome, how about Neems and the Hack Off? Yeah, because that's what the Hack Off needs. More bad songs. More songs. Music. Happy birthday, John. Hey, John.
Hey, John.
Happy birthday. All right, stay tuned. I got to get out. A freaking Neem sighting. How about that? Where's Bobby from Brooklyn? Where's Jim in Fall River? I mean, that doesn't even do it justice. A logical comparison would be like, where's Adam in PB? Where's CeCe? You got to go old school, old school. A Neem sighting. Got to get out.
You're listening to The Jim Rome Show.